This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Yeah, it could be a joke. I don't know whether it is a joke or not. It is Trivia Friday, the first Trivia Friday of the year. I am joined in studio by Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
And
Here's the deal.
That's right.
We're
going to need somebody to do that.
That's right. Tim's out today, and JJ's out today. His daughter's getting hitched. And so they're both down there watching the daughter get hitched. And so they called me in off the bench to be here today.
You kind of sound like one of the guys from what's the guy, the show with all the guys with beards? That's
Doug Dynasty.
Yeah, Doug Dynasty. Yeah. You sound like Phil Robertson a little bit. The softer, gentler, kinder voice is Kendra Knox. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning. I'm here too.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Good morning. Hearing
Kendra do "Here's the deal" is that's just, I don't know. That's kind of like the Twilight Zone there.
And now after that, I have my throat coat tea to help.
Yes. It hurts, doesn't it?
Hard on the throat.
Folks, it is Trivia Friday, the first of the year. Happy 2020 to you. Hope you're already having a blessed year. Last year, all our Trivia Friday shows went just marvelous. And so we're hoping for
Marvelous.
We're hoping for another great year of learning our listeners to be smarter, betterer, and awesomer.
More marvelous there, too.
More marvelous. Yeah, now that's just too hard to say. I can't even do that. Folks, you've been listening for a while. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. You're wondering, what is this? Don't they always talk about the end of the world? As Tim Wildman, our president, always says, 4 days a week, we tell you about how the world's ending. On Friday, we pretend it isn't.
That's right.
Having a little bit of fun today. We are professors of Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
That's right. We're going to learn you good today. Each of us have three questions. We're going to throw them out to you, our listeners. If you want to ask one of your own, as well as answer one of those questions, here's what you do. You pick up that there phone of yours, and you call this number, 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. Now, here's the only restriction, and we changed it a little bit at the end of the year. If you have called and gotten on the program in the last 2 months, 8 weeks, we ask you to wait a week because we like to try to get as many people on, even some new folks who are trying to get on the program, and we do that by, you know, some of our listeners, our longtime students,
yes, sir,
have got getting on the show down to a science.
Yes, they do. They mark it on their calendar when they can call in.
They do. So, all right, I think that, oh, no, one other thing. Jim, right. We also have a mystery question. Tell our listeners what that means.
I will. When you hear this sound... Right on time this week.
Oh, Brent.
Mr. Creeley, I'm telling you.
Brent is ready for 2020, my friend.
Happy. Do that again for me. There we go. That, I don't have to say beloved today, do I? Because there is no State fan present. I'm sorry. There
Brent
is. My apologies, Mr. Creeley. Okay.
I'm a Notre Dame fan. Let's start doing the leprechaun when people answer correctly.
So when you hear the beloved cowbell that sounds like,
yeah,
just like that.
Wow, Jim.
That means you have correctly answered the mystery question. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. It's not that beloved.
That's right. You will pick up your very own Trivia Friday t-shirt. That's right.
Just and what you are holding did. It up for our Facebook audience. Is that correct?
So or yes, YouTube. Ma'am. I'm not sure if we have people who watch on YouTube.
We have people that watch on Facebook. And so that's what the Trivia Friday t-shirt looks like. And you can pick yours up by answering the mystery question. Or should you not answer the mystery question today, but you'd still like a t-shirt, we won't give you one but we'll let you buy one.
Right.
And you can do that at AFAstore.net. They're $15, and that includes shipping and handling.
That's right. We will handle it.
There's more.
Then ship it.
That's right.
All right. So I think we've got all the preliminaries out of the way. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Kendra Knox, your professors today. So, we always let Kendra start off. Ask your three questions, then I'll go, then Jim, and then we'll be ready to hit the phones.
Okay, question number one, class, listen up. Have you been reading your scripture? Because how many times in the Bible is a body of water miraculously parted? How many times is a body of water miraculously parted in scripture? Question number two, were you paying attention in English class? How many parts of speech are there? Can you list them? List the parts of speech.
Wait, what?
Sorry. You know there's parts of speech.
I didn't know that.
Did you ever diagram a sentence?
I'm from the South. We diagram chicken. We don't diagram. I'm sorry.
So what are the parts of speech? And lastly, for all of our nerds out there, what day every year do avid Star Wars fans celebrate, known as Star Wars Day? What is the date?
Wow. All the nerds. Did you say nerds out there?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions. Great questions, by the way, Kendra. Here are my three. What is the smallest mammal in the world?
Ooh.
What is the smallest mammal in the world? Some of you may have to look that up. We encourage that. We encourage you going either to your Encyclopedia Britannica. Okay, I don't
also
even know
known as Google.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has those anymore. Remember the physical books?
I do.
You guys remember
World
those?
Book.
World
That's,
Book, yeah. So you can do that. That's allowed. Second question. A penny dropped from the top of a skyscraper can kill a person if it hits them on their head below. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false? Third question. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the big department store in Maybury? What was the name of the big department store in Maybury? The Andy Griffith Show.
Nice variety there.
Yeah. All right.
All right, my turn. Which country produces the most coffee, and aren't we glad they do?
Ooh.
Which country produces the most coffee? And then I also have a true and false in honor of JJ.
In honor of JJ Jasper. Right.
Giraffes don't have vocal cords. Is that true or false? All right.
That's a great question.
And then I have a scripture question as well. God justifies people by which of the following? Law, deeds, or faith, or all of the above? Multiple choice.
Okay.
I'm a helper.
Okay.
I like helping people. So 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. And
we should go to the phones, Jim. Let's do it.
Let's do so. And we're going to talk to Anna Kate calling from Mississippi. Anna Kate, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Anna, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right. Which one would you like to try to answer?
I like to answer the smallest mammal one.
Wow. Right off the bat.
That's fast.
Now, I'm going to say, Anna, when I put that on my list, I thought, I wonder if this is going to be too hard for folks. But what is the smallest mammal in the world?
The Etruscan shrew.
Actually, that's probably pretty small, but that's not what I have. The one I have, I looked up a couple of times. So this is... The thing that I have is actually smaller than this shrew.
I would have guessed
about.
The same thing, though.
Well,
that's what I would have thought.
I was on
the shrew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on the show with Ed one day, and he goes, according to the paper I have.
So. Well, you know what? It's strange because on questions like that, I will look up two or three sources.
Absolutely.
To make sure.
Yeah.
Because when I first started doing this, I would look up one thing, and then sometimes people had different answers.
Right.
And so great try, Anna. This is actually smaller than the shrew.
Okay.
So, you have a question for us?
I have.
All right, go
what
ahead.
Is the only animal that the scripture says thou shalt have, and where is it located?
Say that one more time for us.
What is the only animal that the scripture says thou shalt have, and where is it located?
Have as in H-A-V-E or half?
That's correct.
Okay.
As in H.
Yes. There's a couple of people say would
right.
half.
Cut in half.
Yeah. You know, with me, it's all about the food, folks.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm right with you. All right, so the only animal in Scripture that Scripture says you shall have He shall have this animal. I'm stumped. What about you guys?
Oh, what about the Passover lamb? They were supposed to have, like, to eat it every year.
Yeah.
They were...
Yeah. Okay. So,
and you already have this with your family.
Have to eat it. What's that? What's
she
that
said
animal?
That's not what she's talking
not
about.
Not that one. Oh, see, not on
easy.
Her paper.
It's easy to do that, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
Not according to her paper.
That's right.
What you got, Anna Kate?
Yeah, I think you stumped us.
Goats. It actually says goat's milk. I had someone say, no, it says goat's milk, but I returned the question, how do you get goat's milk without a goat?
Ah,
look at her.
27:27.
Okay. Listen, that is what an excellent
give that scripture
question.
Reference again.
Proverbs 27:27.
All right.
You shall have a goat.
She just made us
I gotta say, we have been obedient in the past at my house.
That's right.
We did have a couple of little pygmy goats. I really like them. But neighborhood dogs kept coming in and threatening them.
Oh, no.
So we had to give them to somebody who had a big fenced-in property.
I can remember
us. We're disobedient right now, I can tell you that.
That's right.
We don't have
living
any goats.
Living in sin without any goats.
Anna Kate, thanks for the call. God bless. You know, when I was a kid, we went to the auction and we got a couple of goats and brought them home.
They're cute.
And oh, yeah, they were cute for about 30 seconds. We let them out in one side of the pen, and they took a running start, they went over the fence, and they're somewhere in Sunrise, Mississippi.
Oh, no.
I'm sure they're
descendants. Well, when you were a kid,
their descendants
maybe.
Are still populating the woods, and keep them clean. You're welcome.
Yeah,
my husband and I have been thinking about getting a goat.
Oh, they're great.
And we have said what we need to do is like babysit somebody else's goat for a weekend and be like practice goat owners.
You should. That's what you should do. Absolutely.
Find you a redneck with an old tire on the rim.
There you go.
Okay, they don't jump over fences when they're on a rim. Huh. I'm telling you, they just don't.
What now?
An old tire with the rim still in it and chain them to that.
Oh,
they will move it around the yard, but they won't try and jump a fence.
That is what an excellent idea. Now, we had, I know some people are going, please get back to the, but we got these goats because we had on one side of our property, a tree line. Mm-hmm. It was just hard for me to keep it all weeded and was getting, so we got some goats to eat it and they did.
Yep.
Okay. But they also came and ate the flowers and everything else and in fact preferred it.
Let me tell you, they're good on a grill, though.
I'll tell you what, guys. We are bad off track. We need to get back to this.
Oh,
nice save. Right, let's talk to John and from Ohio. John, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday, because we have been trivial. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope it wasn't sacrilegious, but I was praying that I got on today because I live right outside Columbus.
Uh-huh.
Ed, do you know why I wanted to get on?
Oh, yes, I do know why you wanted to get on, John, because your Columbus Blue Jackets beat my Boston Bruins last night.
Wow.
Is that? Did you really call and God helped you get on just so you could rub my face in that?
Well, I know how much of a Boston Bruins fan you are, and I'm not a great Columbus Jackets fan, but I just thought that's great. I thought you would call in sick today because
Well, I might have last year in the playoffs. Oh, that's right. The Bruins bounced the Columbus Blue Jackets out of the playoffs.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that was our revenge. That was our revenge.
I actually do like the Columbus Blue Jackets. I will say that. We have a guy who works here, Ken Green. He is a Columbus Blue Jackets fan. And I actually like that team. They're not my favorite, but it's a good squad.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and,
sorry, I think that was the first time they played in this year, wasn't it?
It was. And
congratulations.
I don't take hockey as seriously as some people might expect. I mean, I don't lose sleep over it.
Have
but
you met Fred Jackson?
Fred Jackson, Chicago Blackhouks fan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I know.
Well, listen, I God probably was trying to keep me humble. That's why he got you on the show. So do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Well, you know, I was surprised. I looked up the answer to this. I'd always thought that it was true, but I looked up the question about dropping a penny.
All right, let me ask the question again in case someone's just tuning in. That's the one you're going to answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question: a penny dropped from the top of a skyscraper can kill a person if it hits them on their head below. Is that true or false? And I think I see where you're trending. What's your answer?
Well, the thing that really surprised me was this Professor Lewis Bloomfield from University of Virginia actually tried it. He put himself down to the bottom, and people dropped stuff, and he said it felt like rain or something. But I thought, man, that's a crazy way to try it out. But so I'm going to say it's false.
Don't try this at home, boys try and girls.
Wow.
No, you are absolutely correct, John. I looked this up on several websites as well because I wanted to get this one right. They said that because of the penny will actually at times float down almost like a leaf. And they said its top speed is only 30 to 50 miles per hour. One website said it'll smart, but it won't kill a person.
Hmm.
So absolutely correct, John.
Wow.
How about a 5-pound sack of flour?
The way to try it out, though, is to have yourself the human guinea pig.
Yeah, that was, I did. I read that same thing where the guy, I guess they dropped like a bucket of pennies. And he got pelted, but was not harmed. But
and he was a professor.
He was a professor. Well, yeah. He had the physics all figured out. But it still, I'd get a graduate student or somebody to try it out.
That's the definition of faith.
Yeah, that's right.
He really,
or in other words,
believed his theory. Yeah.
All right, John, excellent job. What's your question for us?
Okay, who was Abram's first son? Easy one.
All right, now this is not a trick
Sounds
question,
like a trick.
Right?
No, it's not a trick. This is when he was still called Abram.
Okay, so is this Ishmael?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Ishmael, right?
Yeah, I told you. Easy one. Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, the thing is, sometimes those questions are so easy, but it's a riddle or a joke or something, and the first thing you want to answer is
wrong.
Is wrong.
Yeah.
All right, John. Hey, thank you, and congratulations to your Columbus Blue Jackets. They played a great game last night, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Happy New Year, and thanks
Happy
for calling.
Happy New Year.
Mike from Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And girls.
And ladies.
Beautiful day, yes.
yes, good morning to you, Mike. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Was one of yours about being justified?
No, that was Jim's question.
No, that was me. God justifies people by which of the following? Law, deeds, faith, or all of the above?
Solo fide, faith alone.
Faith alone,
faith
absolutely.
Alone. All right,
well done.
Good job, Mike. That was another one of those questions where you go, that's so easy.
That's right.
Is this trickery involved?
Tripped up a lot of people over history, though, hasn't
it?
Yeah,
it has.
And still, it's still tripping people up. I oftentimes will drift back to that idea that God only loves me if I'm being good.
That's right.
Human nature.
That isn't very often.
No.
All right, Mike, what's your question for us?
Okay, got an easy one for you. What is the longest continuous border between two states?
Oh, wow. That's one of my spare questions.
No way.
Is it really?
What?
Yes, it absolutely is. Canada and the USA.
No, two states.
Two states.
Oh, two states.
Two U.S. states.
That went my spare question.
Well,
anyway.
You know what? If you get in a jam at the end of the program and
we
need
just
a question,
throw that one in.
I guarantee there are people who weren't listening.
There you go.
I wasn't either, evidently. So.
All right, Mike, states. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no, okay? So... All right, obviously it can't be Alaska because it's not up against another U.S. state. So the longest continuous border between two states.
Well,
would it be California? But now it's more than one state.
Right?
Yeah. So Tennessee and Kentucky?
Now that might be. Now let's see, because Texas, you're going to have New Mexico and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. All right, so that might not be a bad answer would be between Tennessee and Kentucky.
Or is it California and... Nevada.
Nevada.
Which do you think is longer?
Mm. I don't know. That's a good question. Well, you and I will go with Tennessee and Kentucky. You can go with California and Nevada.
Then we're right either way.
That's right. We don't have to agree on anything.
We're all wrong.
There you go.
Could be all wrong.
All right, Mike.
What is it, Mike?
The actual longest between two adjacent states is Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh.
Wow. Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh, but you know, it's got the top
Nevada
and
yeah.
comes
and California.
Down.
Wow. What did you say?
You were
the second.
Second
longest borders between Nevada and California.
Oh, well, where does Kentucky and Tennessee rank in there?
I don't know, but I'm looking at a U.S. map on my wall, and it's too short.
Too short. That's one of those things where one inch equals, and you can figure it out. Well, yeah. that was a great trivia
really
question,
was.
Mike. And you actually flushed Jim out of the thicket and got one of his questions out there in public. So
that's what happens when you don't listen carefully.
That's right. Mike, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, and have a great new year.
All right, we're going to talk to Sharon calling from Mississippi. Sharon, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good morning,
you today.
Sharon.
I'm all right. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you for asking. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The Andy Griffith question.
All right. I knew there were some Andy Griffith fans out there. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the big department store in Mayberry?
Weaver's
there Department Store. Excellent job.
Well done.
Excellent. Now, did you look that up, or do you just you're just a fan and you knew it off the top of your head?
I just knew it. I've watched Andy Griffith a long time, and so I just knew it.
Yeah, me too. I watched it. And old Mr. Weaver played a number of great parts on that show. He was the grouchy guy in town. So excellent job. What's your question for us, Sharon?
What do Sesame Street and It's a Wonderful Life have in common?
What do Sesame Street and It's a Wonderful Life have in common? All right, now we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
They both serve cookies at Christmas.
Sesame Street and It's a Wonderful Life.
Is there somebody
life.
Who was a voice on Sesame Street that would have been in?
You know, that movie, though, was back in like the 40s.
Right, early.
I'm not sure. Do you guys have any idea?
Mm-mm.
I've got nothing.
Yeah. You know what, Sharon, that's a great question. I think you've stumped the panel.
They both have characters named Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah, the cab driver. And, yeah, that's right.
That's a great question.
That is a great question, Bert and Ernie.
All righty, then.
Do you know me, Bert? Bert, do you know me?
No, I don't. Here's the deal.
Well, your imitation was as bad as mine. That was a pretty bad Jimmy Stewart. I need to go back and watch some Jimmy Stewart. Hey, excellent. That is an excellent trivia question, Sharon. Now, did you have to look that up, or were you just kind of thinking about that over Christmas, or what?
Well, actually, I watched It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, and as I was watching it, I'm like, wait a minute, Bert and Ernie, okay.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Did you know that it wasn't really made popular until it was put into the public domain and was just watched by everyone. And the reason it's so beloved is a lot of TV stations, you know, put that on for free.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, let alone just Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mine too.
Great movie. All right. Hey, Sharon, thank you so much. And have a good and happy and blessed new year. All right. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, do not despair. We will give our questions again. Some of you are listening saying, I can't remember what they asked. Well, we're going to come back after the break and do that again. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio Network. The number to call if you want to be on this here show is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you want to watch online, you want to see our smiling faces, you can go to either Facebook or YouTube, search for Today's Issues, one of those two, and you can actually watch us. 888-589-8840. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Our spiritual heritage tours are coming up in 2020 in June and September. I'm just going to go through the days here that and what we see. On Wednesday, we go out to dinner at Old Town Alexandria, and we go to the World War II Memorial. On Thursday, we go to the Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Korean and Vietnam Memorials. On Friday, we go to the Iwo Jima Memorial, Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, Jefferson Memorial, National Archives, and on Saturday, we go to Mount Vernon. Okay, so there you go. I got it all in. You can go and read about all this at our website, spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com. That's our Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon tour in June, and then another one in September. And then we also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate trip. So go to the website, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. A USA Today editorial condemned law-abiding gun owners who rushed to stop a madman inside the West Freeway Church of Christ. Elvia Diaz praised Jack Phillips, the church deacon who shot and killed the attacker, but she said she was very alarmed that many of the other church members were also armed. She said it was unfortunate. Unfortunate? The reality is that a good man with a gun stopped a bad man with a gun, period. Ms. Diaz said it was terrifying that we know nothing about those other law-abiding gun owners. Terrifying? Well, why is it terrifying that a group of responsible, law-abiding Christians stood up to an evil man inside their church? The greater concern is electing lawmakers like former Vice President Joe Biden, who want to disarm law-abiding Americans. Had Biden been in charge, no one in that church would have been armed except the attacker. Now that would have been truly terrifying. Be sure to download my new podcast, available right now at toddstarnes.com.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith. I always thought that was, you know, who else would you think it was starring? It's the Andy Griffith Show. So anyway, that's the theme song. We hadn't played that in a while from the Andy Griffith Show, because I had an Andy Griffith Show question. I actually have another one, but...
Well, it'll fit right in.
I may hold on to that one for another week, but
you might
anyway.
Have to save it for Jim, since he gave away one of his extra questions.
Right. May have to slide that over to Jim. So, now Tim is, by the way, folks, Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today, joined in studio by Jim Stanley and Kendra Knox. But Tim Wildman, who's normally in your chair,
right?
He's known for actually giving the answer away as he's reading the
right.
question.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He's done that on several occasions. Man, he gets frustrated with himself because you go through and get all these questions, and then you don't want to give one away for free.
And you just blurt it out.
I've done that before and just acted like I didn't and read it right, because you'd be surprised how many students out there in Learning University are not listening.
That's right.
You know, they're on their phones. They're making a sandwich. And you can still ask the questions. So that's why I said, if you get stuck at the end.
I was going to say, we have some folks that have been on hold long enough, they could have made a sandwich.
Yes, that's right.
All
right.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
To be sure you get on the show, make you a big, thick peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, dear.
Perfect.
So that when we say, hey, good morning, Ed, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Because that's what always, that's the kind of thing that always happens.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when you're least prepared, that's when your name comes up. Well, hey, Kendra, let's go ahead and repeat our questions. We're going to start with you, and we'll work this away around the table.
Okay. Question number one. In Scripture, how many times was a body of water miraculously parted? Question number two. What are the parts of speech in the English language? List them. And question number three, what day every year do avid Star Wars fans celebrate, known as Star Wars Day?
Looking for the calendar date. All right, so here are, I have one question remaining from my original three, and I will have to add two. First question, what is the smallest mammal in the world? Someone has already guessed. They named a particular type of shrew. That is small. This is smaller. So that your job has become easier since shrew is not correct. Second question, what was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal? And third question, we'll go with another true-false in honor of J.J. Jasper. A nectarine is a cross between a peach and a plum. Is that true or false?
All right, sir. I have two questions that have heretofore
gone unanswered. 36 minutes in.
Which country produces the most coffee? True or false? Giraffes don't have vocal cords. Is that true or false? And then I'm going to add a question, obviously not the one I gave the answer to. But what's a female donkey called?
What's a female donkey called? I think I know the answer to this, and that is pretty impressive for a city boy from Boston.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's go.
All right. Well, we're not, I don't know, we could be going to the city. I almost said we're going out into the great, well, we are going to the great state of Texas. Whether he's in a large city or small city remains to be seen. Jonathan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Doing well.
Doing great. Jonathan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, if I may, I'd like to answer two of the young lady's questions.
Well, you can only answer one. And
okay,
so
how many bodies of water were split.
Wonderful. Okay, in Scripture, how many times was a body of water miraculously parted?
I believe it was twice, the Red Sea and then a river when they were being let out into the Promised Land.
That is not correct.
Now, those two examples. Right.
But the answer is not two.
But excellent, excellent try there, Jonathan. What's your question for us?
Which biblical figure are the Arabic or Muslim people descended from?
Well, actually, this is going to be the second time we've answered this. It's
Ishmael.
Okay. Well, there it is.
It's a different question, but the same character in the Bible.
That's why we got it so easily.
Don't be
fooled, Jonathan. Had we not said Ishmael earlier in the show, we'd have been sitting here looking at each other going, wait a minute.
Begins with an I, doesn't it?
Yeah. So thanks
good
for the question.
Hey,
question.
Great job, Jonathan.
Happy New Year, and thanks for calling. Let's talk to Leslie calling from Michigan. Leslie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Doing great, Leslie.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but my name is actually Leslie Ruth. That's all my first name.
Okay,
Leslie Ruth. Okay, all right. I just want to make clear, Leslie Ruth, that Jim was the one who said Leslie.
I was. It was all me.
So Kendra and I are not in trouble.
Innocent.
Yeah, we're innocent.
Nobody's in trouble. My mother had a double name when she was born, and she fought all of her life for it and said she'd never give a child a double name. Well, I was the firstborn, and I got a double name.
Now, do you mind being called Leslie Ruth, or is it okay with you?
No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
All right. Well, Leslie Ruth, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer, please.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
The world's smallest mammal.
All right. What is the smallest mammal in the world, Leslie Ruth?
I believe it's the bumblebee bat.
It is the bumblebee bat, also known as Kitty's hognose bat. It is just over an inch long, if you can believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
At full grown. It's almost. Huh. Yeah, the bumblebee bat. Now, did you have to look that up, or did you know that?
No, truthfully, that's a question that I had that I was going to ask you if I ever got on.
Oh, well, go ahead and ask it. We'll get it right.
I was doing a I was doing an anagram puzzle, and that was what it was. It said that it was, it's only found in Thailand, and it weighs less than a penny.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? So my understanding is you can throw those off the skyscraper. If they hit you in the head, it won't kill you. So it weighs less than a penny. Leslie Ruth, thank you so much. Is it cold up there in Michigan where you're at?
Today it's not so bad. We're about 36, 37.
Oh, that's
today,
a good temperature.
So, and our snow has melted that we got over the course of the weekend. So we've actually been pretty lucky this winter with snow. We've got very little. So,
okay.
You know, the winter's not done yet. So
that's right.
All right. Did you have a question for us?
No, I don't. That would have been my, if I ever got on, that would have been my question for you.
Well, if I'm ever on the show when you ask it, I'll get it right.
You'll get it right, correct.
That's right. Thank you, Leslie Ruth.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's talk to Luke calling from Mississippi. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer, Luke?
The eight parts of speech.
Okay, what are the eight parts of speech?
I think they are noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, conjunction, interjection, preposition, adjective.
Boom!
Wow!
You nailed it.
And you actually asked how many parts of speech as well as what they are, and he got both of those.
He sure
got
did.
All of that right. Well, now, Luke, let me just ask you this. What are you like, you writing novels or something? How did you know that?
I homeschool.
Nice.
Mom well just done. Drilled it in there.
Yeah,
she did a good job.
There.
Good
Excellent.
Job,
Mom. Wow. Interjection. I tell you something, Luke. When you're driving through an interjection, you need to pay attention to the traffic lights.
All sides.
Or you'll make a few interjections.
That's right.
You're not paying attention.
All right, yeah. Luke, did you have a question for us?
Yes. Who invented the chocolate chip cookie?
Ooh.
Who invented the chocolate chip cookie?
Well, Nestle. The elves, right?
Elves. Yeah.
Elves.
Okay, hang on a second, Luke. Now, wait. Are you talking about which company, or are you looking for an individual?
A individual person.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk amongst ourselves a little bit. So don't say yes.
And then they began a company after they invented it.
All right. So don't say yes or no. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
So Mr. it wasn't Hershey? Betty Crocker.
How about that guy, Chip?
Chip Ahoy. Ahoy.
Now, Betty Crocker is not a. Oh,
I think there's
Hershey.
A Mr. Hershey.
Yeah, that's right.
Said Nestle's, but you're right. I think it's Hershey.
All right, we're going with
sounds
Kendra.
Like a last name.
Kendra's guess. Somebody or other Hershey is the last name.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect. Kendra, nice going. Way to lead us off a
together.
Cliff.
Huh? At least we're incorrect together.
All right, so what? You stumped the panel, Luke. What's the correct answer?
Ruth Graves Wakefield.
By accident. Huh. She invented it by how did she invent chocolate chip cookies by accident?
She was trying to make full chocolate cookies, but she ran out of chocolate, and she put just chocolate chunks in it, and she thought that the chocolate would melt and make it full chocolate, but it just made the chocolate chip cookie.
What that
and
is a
very
great
tasty
story.
They are.
That's a great story.
And what
story.
Company did she start?
Yeah, what company did she start, Luke?
She started Nestle's Toll House Cookies.
Well, there you go, Mr.
Because she ran a Toll House with her husband.
Ah.
And then she worked with the chocolate that she the company of chocolate that she used was Nestle's. So it's Nestle's Toll House Cookie.
Wow, interesting.
Oh,
nice. That is
it.
I got to tell you, Luke,
still
that is
buy
a
those
great
chips
story.
Today.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Some of my favorite brands.
Oh man, yeah. that's some good stuff. That is a great. That's
bake.
A great story. That's mm-hmm. exactly the kind of
Luke,
stuff we're looking for.
You have made us betterer and smarterer and
awesomer,
tastier.
Well.
So
speak
I have
for yourself.
Question for the other professors. How many of those parts of speech do you think you could have listed?
Oh, none. Maybe
I
the noun.
I would have forgotten conjunction and interjection.
Okay.
I would have. I'm just being honest.
Right.
Now, it's one of those things. It's like naming the 12 apostles.
Yeah, you know them all.
I can probably, with a piece of paper, start listing them and go, oh, no, I already said that one. But I would have come up with conjunction, but interjection, I just had forgotten that.
Hey, Luke, great job, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year to you. All right, let's go ahead and do our questions again. I'm going to have to add another question. I've had three answered already. Go ahead. And okay. You've had one.
I'm sorry. Were you bragging? It sounded like you were bragging.
Actually, I am happy because I thought a couple of those might be too hard.
Right.
Like the bumblebee bat one. But our folks are on it, man. Like a duck on a June bug.
June bug on a duck?
A tick on a duck.
A tick on a duck. Okay.
I don't know. See, now I'm when I'm trying to get Southern expressions, I'm kind of out of my element. I'm out of like a tick. Chocolate chip and a cookie, man.
Tick on a hound dog's back.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right.
All right.
Here's the deal. Hey, if it walks like a tick and quacks like a tick, it's a tick.
Oh goodness.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Kendra.
Question number one. In Scripture, how many times was a body of water miraculously parted? The answer is not two. And adding a new question here. Oh wait. First, what day every year do avid Star Wars fans celebrate, known as Star Wars Day? What day is it? And we will add one more question for our history buffs out there. Why was the War of the Roses called the War of the Roses?
Excellent. Good questions. All right. Here are mine. I'm going to have to toss in the Andy Griffith question. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the service station where Gomer Pyle worked? On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the service station where Gomer Pyle worked? Second question, what was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal? No, it did not have chocolate chips in it. And third question, a true false, a nectarine is a cross between a peach and a plum. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
All right. Which country produces the most coffee? True or false, giraffes don't have vocal cords.
Well, and if they don't, how do they sing in bands?
I'm just saying. You know,
okay.
What's a female donkey called? Those are my three questions.
All right. And folks, if you want to call to get on this show, the number to call is 888-589-8840. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on the American Family Radio Network. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Kendra Knox are your professors here on Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
All right. We go back to the students.
We shall, and this student turns 9 years old tomorrow.
What?
So congratulations, Owen, on making it to nine, and we wish you a very happy birthday. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
You there, Owen?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. He's there.
All right, Owen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
The true or false question.
The one about the nectarine?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question. A nectarine is a cross between a peach and a plum. Owen, is that true or false?
I believe it is true.
You are 100% wrong.
Oh.
It is false. A nectarine is a smooth-skinned variety of the peach. Now, in your defense, Owen, I will say, when I was looking this up, I thought exactly as you did. I thought a nectarine was a cross between a peach and a plum, but it is a smooth-skinned variety of the peach.
Interesting.
So, excellent try, but like me, I would have been wrong as well on that. What's your question for us? Do you have one?
Yeah. Why did this was for Tim Wildman,
okay.
But he's not here, but... So I just do it anyway.
We'll do our best, even though he's not here.
That's right.
It's a riddle.
Oh, okay. That's
Why
right.
Why did the man fall in the well?
Do what now?
Why'd the man fall in the well?
Why'd the man fall into the well?
Yeah.
Why did the man fall into the well?
To get the bucket.
He wanted to be well with his soul.
Oh, nice.
No.
Man, I have no idea. Why Owen, why did the man fall into the well?
Because he didn't see that well.
Ha. He didn't see that well.
Didn't see that.
Clever.
Right. I like that, hey, Owen.
Owen, I'm going to make an executive decision here, and I'm going to say we will give you a T-shirt for your birthday. Now, it won't be there by tomorrow, but it will be there probably next week. So if you'll stay on the line, we're going to let you talk to Miss Cindy again, and she'll get your information, and we'll send you your very own Trivia Friday because we haven't heard this sound yet. That means there's another T-shirt up for grabs.
That's
but
right.
I'm just gonna take in my radio professionalism.
You go right ahead.
I'm gonna give this young man a T-shirt today, and so we don't do that often.
Thank
but you.
you
participated well, and you showed
thank
up
you,
and.
But you've got to tell everybody about Learning University when you wear it. Is that
That's
a deal?
Right.
All right.
All right. All right, Owen.
God bless.
Happy birthday.
Gonna put you on hold, buddy.
Oh, that's right. Good. That was a good call. I hadn't thought about that. It's his birthday tomorrow, and he stumped the panel.
He did.
You know, so.
And that's so hard to do.
Yes, which is why we don't give out free T-shirts.
That's right.
Just because you stumped the panel.
Jim calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
Jim from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
Doing good, Jim. You want to ask, answer, or do both? Okay, you may be breaking up a little bit, Jim. Come again?
You just answered my question. Save me from getting embarrassed.
Okay, which one, sir?
I got the question. See, he just saved me from getting embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Which question did you want to answer?
I've got a question I want to ask you.
Oh, okay. Right. I got you.
How did the ichthus be? You know what the ichthus is?
The
yes,
fish
sir?
Symbol?
It gets formed.
Ah, I know this one.
With a stick in the sand.
Okay, are you talking about the individual letters, what it stands for?
No.
No, the design.
What did the ichthus,
you know, like on our
fish get formed?
How does it get formed?
So I know this had to do with the early church in Rome.
The Middle Ages. The Middle Ages.
I know that there was persecution, and to identify who was a Christian, one of them would draw with their foot the first half of the fish in the sand, and if somebody else completed it, then it was kind of okay. You're safe to talk to and trust.
Is that what you're talking about, Jim?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
One more thing. What does TUSA stand for?
What is what?
TUSA.
Push.
Push.
TUSH.
TUSH.
He said.
Tush.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm scared to go there because I thought it was I thought it was somebody's backside.
Are you? I'm having a hard time. Are you saying push as in push the wheelbarrow?
Yeah, I'm saying push as in push the. What does that stand for? It's an acronym.
You're gonna have to tell us.
Yeah, I think you got us.
Pray until something happens.
Okay,
I got
like
you.
It. All right,
there you go.
Hey, thank you.
I saw that on a hat.
Okay. I think he's
Jim.
Your phone is breaking up. So
yeah. We appreciate your call,
and happy New Year, and have a blessed New Year as well.
All right, we're going to talk to Marcia from Minnesota. Marcia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome. Awesome.
Oh, great. That's the kind of enthusiasm we like, Marcia. Thank you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Can I do both?
You can.
First of all, I'm going to answer the Star Wars question because this is a simple one.
It is. If you're a Star Wars fan, what day every year?
We are Star Wars fan because it's my husband's birthday, which is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That is correct. Okay, bonus extra credit question here. Do you know who it was initially named after?
All right, Star Wars people, who was May the 4th?
She's polling the audience right now.
Birthday be named after?
Or where did it? When was it first used?
You guys know?
Oh, she's asking us that.
I'm asking her.
I'm asking my family. They're all.
Oh, okay. She has an audience. I didn't realize she was phoning a friend.
It sounds like they said maybe it was during like the beginning of the first movie or something.
Okay, so May the 4th, 1979 was the day that Margaret Thatcher took office as UK Prime Minister. And the London Evening News put out an article that said, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations."
Wow, okay.
And that's how the term began.
I did not know that. May the 4th be with you.
That is actually really neat because I've never heard of that one.
Little history added in there. But congratulations. You got it correct.
All right. So now I have a question for you. What's the question, Ronaldo?
What? First, who's Ronaldo?
Dolphins. Do dolphins drink fresh water? True or false?
True.
Do dolphins drink fresh water? True or false?
True.
They're saltwater animals.
It's actually. Are you okay? So I'll tell you the answer in a minute.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's discuss for just a second.
Yeah, we're going to discuss for just a second.
Okay.
I don't think they drink fresh water, unless their body can get the salt out of it. Maybe that's what the question is about.
Yeah, they're out in the ocean, so they're saltwater animals, but maybe they drink either if there was an option.
I don't know. A dolphin swam up to my boat, and he asked for, "Hey, man, would you pour me some water?"
Aquafina.
So I hooked him up. You know, I mean, I was not in the least way selfish with my water.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking to my guns, I'm saying they can drink.
So that actually happened to you, Jim, and we've never heard to this point that a dolphin.
Heretofore, it was not important.
Asked you for a glass of water.
Just swam up to the boat, said, "Hey, man, what you doing?"
All right, Marsha, I think we're all over the place. Why don't you just give us the correct answer?
It is false.
Yeah, because they don't
drink fresh water.
They don't have access, right?
What's the answer? They get the fresh water from food.
From food?
Is the answer.
Oh, yep. Okay. That's interesting.
So they don't drink. You're saying they don't drink water.
Yep. Correct.
Well, that's not. No. Now, see, we have to have that defined.
Yeah.
You know, because there's fresh water and there's salt water. I think it was a trick question.
Marsha.
I protest
Marsha,
to the panel.
Jim does not go down easily.
I'm pouty.
So.
Anyway.
Well, listen,
well done.
We just learned when we were in Florida because we just came from Clearwater. We are on the road. We're about in Georgia right now.
Well,
oh,
now, was that
wow.
Clearwater fresh or salty?
Marshall,
it was both.
So you guys are in a car. You're in a car and you've got, and let me just tell you, you were in a car traveling after coming home on your way home from vacation. And you are listening to our show, and you called
Correct.
In. That is outstanding. Thank you for that, Marsha.
Well done.
Yes. How many
we
people are in your car?
20, we have 6 people in a literally smashed up car driving all the way home to Minnesota, which takes about 23 hours.
Ooh,
wow. Listening to Trivia Friday.
Well, let me tell you, I love your entertainment choices because that is. But at least for another half hour, you got some things to laugh about and some things to learn.
Yep.
Thank you, Marsha, and God bless you on your trip. May God watch over you as you travel all the way back home to Minnesota, and hope you don't hit a snowstorm on the way.
All right, folks, this is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we shall return with the questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Nicely played, sir. 5-minute break for news. You're listening to Jim Stanley, Ed Vitagliano, Kendra Knox. It is Trivia Friday in the American Family Radio Network. Don't go away. 5 minutes of great news for you, and then we'll be back with more Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.